boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Happy birthdayversary! I screwed that up. Dang it, I was really excited about that.
Happy birthdayversary!
That's the better way to put it. It's 3 years ago. On this radio station.
On this exact moment.
Exactly. On this exact radio station.
We came out the womb together. The radio womb.
Holding hands, saying, goo goo gaga. No, yeah. I actually don't know what our first words were. I think we said,
is this thing on?
I think we did. Should we redo it?
We did a lot of lead up. We did not utter a peep of this show before it.
No.
It hit the air on March 31st of 2023,
mm-hmm.
3 p.m. And I think we were like, well, now what do we do?
Is this thing on? Something like that.
It was something like that, yeah. And they still somehow have allowed us to occupy this airspace three years later.
But it's our birthday today, and we're really excited to still be in your car, still be on your smart speaker, on your free Z102.9 app. Thanks for listening to us. Glad we haven't hurt your ears.
Or if we have, so sorry. I know we have.
I know my laugh has. It's obnoxious.
I apologize if we already did. I apologize for the future things that will upset you in your ears.
I'm sorry for the things we'll say that is annoying and, I don't know, stupid. Quite literally dumb.
Just know it's been 3 years of this.
And it will probably be 3 more, more stupid.
Well, it definitely will get more stupid.
He thought, couldn't it get more stupider? Yes, because she said more stupider.
Exactly. Exactly right.
See you with Unstoppable on Z102.9, which, fun fact, was the song that we first played when our show launched 3 years ago.
That was the first ever Those Girls in the Afternoon track that hit the airwaves.
Hey, that actually kind of sounded cool when you said that.
I was trying to sound professional. It's been 3 years of this show, and I'm still faking it till I make it.
Honestly, I got, no sleep, so if...
Because you were so excited that it's our birthday?
No.
I'm sure.
It's like, you know, when you were like 10 and you were so excited the next day was your birthday, so you got no sleep.
Lie. I need you to lie to me.
I was like, I love you, but no. Okay. But then if you want me to, yes. I got no sleep because I was so excited.
I knew it.
Our third birth anniversary, and I just can't wait to give you our gift next hour.
Right.
But it was also
you're really bad at this.
It was also because of the thunderstorm. I don't know what got into Neighbor Man, but he thought, let's open the freaking windows. What is wrong with this man? Last night, I think everybody in Eastern Iowa heard the thunderstorms last night, and the freaking wind came with it. And he thought to himself, you know, I think it'd be a good idea to open the windows. What is actually wrong with you?
Do you have an indoor pool now? What do you mean? No, I'm actually concerned. Did you get rained on? Is that why you didn't sleep? Because you were underwater? I don't know. What's going on?
Did you drown last night?
Oh my God.
Yeah, come to my indoor pool at my house.
Seriously.
$3 charge to swim.
What is wrong with him? What a stupid idea.
No.
Rain means window up.
Common freaking sense.
Yeah.
No, I know, Taylor, but... And even today, he still has the stupid windows up, and I told him there's a chance of rain. And he was like, no, the rain only goes... I don't know directions because I stopped listening to him. Rain only goes south. That's probably wrong. I wasn't listening. So we'll be fine with those windows on the north side aren't open. Again, wasn't listening, so I don't know if that's true. So he had the ones facing whatever direction the rain wasn't going, apparently, last night. But man, God... I swear I could hear the thunder like it was in my ears last night, like, and the lightning like it was just tickling my ear hairs, and it was like, you know, I got no sleep last night. Can I sleep at your place?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, if I can come use your pool this summer, it's in your downstairs. It's an equal trade.
Yeah, I won't charge you to swim at my house
Thank
pool.
Thank you, as you should.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm so scared for my wallet.
Oh, dear.
Do you remember last summer when I fell into the little boo-boo craze?
Now what boo-boos do we got going on?
Well, I
feel like it got its dumb name again.
Yeah.
Because when it got dumb names, I like it.
Yeah, it does. It does. What was so, like, fantastical about the Laboo-Boos was the blind box of it all, which is you'd get the box.
I didn't really care about the blind box. Oh. I cared more about the name, to be quite honest with you.
God, it was so fun.
It was Laboo-Boo, and then what do we call the fake ones?
LaFoo-Foo.
Yeah, see, that's where you got me.
Okay, well, this is the same blind box thing where it's covered. You don't know what color or variation of the item it is until you open it, and that's why people loved Laboo-Boo so much, because some were more rare than others. Well, now I've got to get my hands on a glitter dumpling.
I have seen those, oh! But the name is not that great.
Have you seen them? They're so stinking cute.
Yeah, I know, but can you have come up with a better name? Glitter dumpling?
Glumplings.
Well, see, that's better. Glumpling?
The dumpling glump, squishies.
Ding.
So, glump. What? Oh, are you okay?
No, I think I'm glitching over here. Glumpling.
Uh-oh. Well, the thing is that they aren't all glitter. Most of the time when you buy them, they're just a solid color, and they're like a squishy. Uh-huh. You can get them at like Five Below or Target or Walmart or whatever. They're like, I think, like $8. You're probably going to get a solid colored one, okay? Yeah. The more rare ones that people are going after is the glitter ones, because, oh my God, are they beautiful. And there are people on TikTok spending like $700 on these stupid dumplings until they get a glitter one. I don't want to say that's my future, but I really want one. I want to go get one. Can you take me, Mom? Okay.
This is when I want to just be a Karen slightly.
The overconsumption is so stupid.
I know it's stupid. That's what I want to say. What are you going to do when you just keep getting orange?
I know, it's
orange,
dumb.
Pink, green, orange.
I'm going to cry.
Throw those all away?
Well, no.
And then just rack up another Mount Trashmore?
No, and what am I going to do with the glitter one? I don't squish it around, that's it. I don't need it.
And then pop it?
I don't need it.
Do you even like dumplings?
Like to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a dumpling.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had one.
I like a dumpling. That's not why I want it, though. I want it because they're rare and everybody else is getting them. So I'm jealous. So can we go to the store? Because I just want to try one. I swear I'm going to stop at one. And I say that, and then I'm going to buy like six until I get one.
It says the girl who got how many Laboo-Boos did you get?
Three. Yeah. I got three. Mm-hmm. So can I get three dumplings to even it out? Please. I need an allowance.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Well, Destiny's a little bit upset.
I need the power of the people to show up. You know when they say voting counts?
Your vote matters.
During the political election.
This is no different.
Did you say this is no different?
Correct.
I would like to remind you that your vote matters. And I need you to show up.
Well, okay, so we have voting on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It is the pinned post at the top of our page for the theme of the window art decorating I'm going to be doing at Downtown Dogs Social Club. Because I said it was a dream job. They heard me and they are saying, come on over, sweetie. We'll let you paint in our windows. And Destiny has been rooting for a cocktail-themed display because I mentioned martinis and weenies. Mm-hmm. And now immediately that's just what you want to happen. But there's four options. And I will say that the cocktail theme is in last place. Now, this is up to you, the people, what you want to see theme-wise. But Destiny is bribing you, whether that's fair or not.
I don't know what I gotta do to get you to vote for martinis and weenies, but I will literally do it. Because we need this to vote. What is currently winning? It's the summer one. Boring!
Yeah, summer theme. Which, you know what? I'm going to make it cute. Like dogs and sunglasses and stuff.
No.
Summer.
Martini. Shush.
Well, I'm telling you what else is because cocktails isn't even in second place. In second place is a bestie theme, which was your idea, I will say.
That is a horrible idea for
BFFs.
Me.
And then in third place is a poker theme. A lot of people saying dogs sitting around a table playing poker. Last place, though, lots of room to go. It's cocktails.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Martinis and weenies. If you don't know, Downtown Dogs Social Club, their logo or their mascot is a weenie dog. Mm-hmm. Hello? Martinis and weenies.
Okay.
What can I do? I'll shut up.
You can tell people to go vote.
There are people out there who hate
Facebook.
Me. Did you say?
Why does that matter?
I'll shut up for a day.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't. Now, don't be fooled by false promises, people. You just need to vote.
I'll take a day off, okay? And what do you want?
I don't get. Why are you asking me? I can't vote. I'm exempt. Everybody else has to vote for their favorite. So you got to start making
martinis and weenies.
Individual promises to people. Like you'll walk their dog or shave their back or whatever.
I will shave somebody's back.
I know you will.
I will. Because that actually sounds like a dream.
Okay. That being said, hey, you never know. That might be your dream job.
Actually, would be fun. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. You can vote. Put your money where your mouth is and vote for your favorite theme. Poker, BFFs, summer, or Destiny's personal fave, cocktails, weenies and teenies.
Weenies and teenies. Weenies and teenies. Listen. Facebook.
Pinned post.
Weenies and teenies.
Okay. Go get your vote in now.
Do it.
You mentioned not being able to sleep last night because you had an ocean coming into your windows with them being open during the thunderstorms. I also had a very weird night of sleep. It was lightninging.
What is with both of us and our speaking today?
Lightning was happening when I was falling asleep. So I knew it was supposed to like thunderstorm or whatever. But I woke up in the middle of the night and I swear I felt an earthquake. Hear me out.
This sounds crazy, but I do want to feel one once in my life.
So do I.
Okay. Now, I don't want anyone to get harmed.
No, of course
and
not.
And I don't want any damage to happen, but I do want to feel one in my life.
There have been times that people have said, like, because obviously we're in the middle of the United States. We don't feel earthquakes.
Okay.
But there's been tiny, tiny little magnitude ones before.
And I know. And there was one when I was in, I think it was like middle or high school, that there was one that a couple of my high school, like my classmates felt in Vinton. And they were like, yeah, I felt it in the middle of the night. And I'm like, well, what the heck? Like, I missed that.
I was sleeping.
I know. So I want to feel it.
I'm the same way. I feel left out.
In like a generator or what are, not a generator. What are they? A simulator? Is not the same. Okay.
No, it's not. And I woke up. Normally, I'm a pretty light sleeper. If something wakes me up in the middle of the night, I'm pretty alert. I know what's going on. Oh, it's the cat doing this, or it's my boyfriend doing something weird with his leg, or I don't know.
Did he just fart in the bed?
No. He did not.
What did you have for dinner?
At least
last
I
night?
Don't think.
What'd you have for dinner?
Pasta.
I mean, that makes me kind of gassy.
Well, speak for yourself, man. I don't think that's what was going on. I think I could decipher that. I was so confused because something fell. And I have a shelf on the wall, like right next to my side of the bed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I think something just fell off the wall. And my mind immediately went to, was the thunder so loud that it shook the shelf? Mm-hmm. Or did an earthquake just happen? And I was so confused, but also like half awake, half asleep, and ended up falling back asleep pretty quickly. I woke up this morning. I look next to the bed. A freaking clock fell off the shelf next to my bed. Mm-hmm. I have no answers. Was there an earthquake? Was the thunder that loud? Is my shelf installed poorly? That's probably what it is. But
have you went antiquing or thrifting at all lately?
No, not really.
In like the last month or two?
Thrifting for clothes. I haven't brought any home. I have thrifted items in my bedroom, but no new ones.
I'm just saying. Maybe just
spirits.
That maybe they were attached to an item and that you might now have a ghost in your home.
Okay, why would you ever say such a thing?
No, I'm just saying.
The clock that fell was not thrifted. The shelf that it's on was not thrifted.
Well, I'm not saying that the clock was thrifted.
I'm just trying to go order of elimination.
I'm saying something in that room has a spirit attached to it, and it's letting you know, TikTok, TikTok. I'm taking over.
Dear God.
You're about to be next.
What do I do? It's going to push me off the bed in the middle of the night?
Have you seen Paranormal Activity?
No, because I'm scared.
It is literally going to yank you out of your bed next. So, sayonara, sucker. You're dead.
I'm going to install seat belts to my bed. I can't do this.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You Ryan Seacrested me today and said, oh my gosh, I think I saw a crime on 380 today. But I'll have to tell you
after the break.
After the break, when the show's on today. So I have been dying to know what the heck you saw.
I think I saw a crime on 380.
Well, a crime to you could be murder and it could be stealing a pencil. So what kind of crime are we talking?
Well, both are technically crimes now. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so yesterday on my way home from 380. Now, I am directionally challenged, okay?
Same. So this is going to be painful.
So bear with me. Now, on my way home from work on 380, I head towards Hiawatha, okay? Don't know which way that is, but I hope that helped
that
you.
Way.
Towards Hiawatha, towards Marion, okay? And I saw a car on my left side, and it looked like it might have been into a car accident of some sort. Had like the yellow tape on it, definitely banged up. Coolio. On my way to work today, now I'm heading towards Iowa City.
South, I know that.
Oh my God, look at you.
Yes.
I wouldn't have known.
Thanks, I know. Me either. That's all I know.
I have no idea. I just know it's towards Iowa City in North Liberty. Okay. I saw that same car. Now on my left side again. Still banged up. But what was different is this time, that car, its hood was up. And now I think that why I think there's a crime is that the hood wasn't up yesterday.
Okay.
Did people in the middle of the night go to that car and like steal the battery, steal?
Oh my God.
Generator, ultimatums, things. I don't know. Car parts. I would. I mean, I wouldn't. That's not me incriminating myself.
That's not at all what I thought you were going to say.
What did you
say? That they got something stashed in there that they shouldn't.
Drugs.
Illegal substances and things.
Oh, I guess I didn't even think about that. Now you're the criminal.
You know, gold or like, I don't know, really valuable items.
Who is putting gold in the hood of their car?
I don't
car?
Know. Would you think to look there?
Me either. No.
It's a great hiding spot.
I'm just thinking, hey, I needed a new battery for my car. I mean,
you wouldn't know where to find a battery in the car.
You're right. I wouldn't. So I'd send my man over there to steal it from the side of the road. He wouldn't. Because neighbor man is like the most holiest man, I guess. Can't even commit one crime.
Right.
And of killing a bug for me.
What a strange crime.
So.
To pull off on the interstate.
That's what I think.
Pop a hood of a car that's been hit. And steal the battery.
That's just what I think. I don't know. Why else is that hood open randomly now?
Somebody else was doing actual work on it, maybe.
The car is so destroyed, I don't think it's drivable again. So why not steal the battery?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't. I would also not recommend it. Don't
do it.
It
sounds like you thought about it.
You thought about putting gold in the car.
Yeah, that's way more fun. It's like okay. A treasure chest. You pick your favorite. Let me know.
It's a special day because it's yours and mine and our birthiversary. Our birth. Why did I have to word it like
it
that?
It is those girls' birthiversary.
It's our birthiversary.
As a radio show. 3 years officially today. We did it.
3 years of those girls in the afternoon. But it's also me and neighbor man's 2-year anniversary today.
Way to butt in, by the way, on that one, buddy.
Move over, neighbor man.
I'm serious.
Well, we call him neighborhead when we don't like him. Move over, neighborhead.
Neighborhead.
But it is. And he did spoil the news that he was going to give me flowers today. Although I am still waiting. I thought they were going to get delivered here.
That is normally your request because you really want to rub it in other people's face if you get flowers delivered to the office. But maybe they'll be there when you get home.
By the time they get here, I'm going to have nobody to rub it into. Hello.
So does it even count?
Not it's going to be just me, you, and Spencer here. And Spencer could probably care less from 1600 ESPN.
Mm-hmm. I can pretend.
Yeah, could you cry?
Wow.
Oh. I'm so sad. I'm so jealous. I really need you to play it up, okay? If they come a little late. So you did tell me he was getting me flowers. I'm like, crap, okay? What do I do? Because I wasn't really prepared for this. I'm like, I can maybe get him chocolate, but I know we're both like being more serious about our diets, so that's not really good. And then it hit me. What does the dude really want?
Beef jerky.
Yeah, well, that was actually my second thought was beef jerky.
Okay.
And then my third thought was energy drinks.
Oh.
So we went to Nutrisport today, and I just got him his gigantic packs of his energy drinks. Said, get what you want, babe. I literally went. It was so romantic. I said, pick what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Put it up on the counter. Mom was going to swipe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
Dude, that's romance. I'm saying.
Happy anniversary, baby.
I can't even dog on you.
And can I add what I... what my anniversary card said?
Sure. What you wrote... Wait, what you
what
did
I wrote.
To him? Okay.
I was going to write something sappy, like, you know, love you so much, pookie wookie, like, can't wait to spend 30 years with you, you know. I shouldn't tap it out at 30 because we might spend longer, you know, things like that, right?
Yeah.
But as I'm... He watched me write it, but I'm trying to hide that I'm writing in a card for him.
Uh-huh.
He wrote... He says to me, he goes, dear Pookie, you stinky. And I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute. That's actually kind of good. So I wrote, dear Pookie, you stinky. And then I was going to write more, but I'm like, no, wait, that's actually kind of good. So I put the card in the envelope, licked it up, gave it to him.
Wow.
That's what he got. Dear Pookie, you stinky. That's romance, baby.
I mean,
that's our relationship.
I can't believe, coming from you, this is actually shocking.
I know.
Because I thought you were going to come on here and like literally perform something like the like dang movie.
The Titanic?
Yeah, and you didn't. I'm proud. Happy birthday to those girls in the afternoon.
Woo! We are 3 years old.
Dad, still acting like it. We are.
I was not expecting you to say that.
Are you? I think last year we said we were in our terrible twos. These are our, well.
I don't know. We still don't act like we're mature enough.
Terrible threes. This show is 3 years old. We have been doing this show together for 3 years as
and
of
And we still haven't
today.
Punched each other.
No. Contrary to popular belief, there's been no physical violence. Yet.
Yeah.
Might be year four. So
that's when the wrestling starts.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's when we really lose all boundaries.
Yes. Okay. I'm excited.
Okay. So we last year did the thing where we followed the traditional like anniversary gifts, which last year was cotton and that was fun. So we had to get each other things made out of cotton. This year you did some Googling and it was leather. Or what was the more modern
was like crystal glass.
Right. So we didn't even know if we wanted to do anything. And then I had a thought late in the middle of the night and I was like, oh my God, this is it. I will forewarn you. It is not real leather because your girl is on a budge. Okay. So I also forgot to buy you a bag. I also forgot to buy you a card. So I found this bag in my closet at home. The tissue paper is printer paper. And I DIY'd a card for you. So I'm handing
it. Is that after I told you I got you a card that you were just like, oh, crap, I should get her a card?
Yeah, duh.
I knew it.
Because you're the sentimental one that I was like, shoot.
I need to get her a card.
I didn't do a card.
No,
honey,
a card. Don't feel like that. I just have way too many... You know I love the homework store.
Right.
Well, I got too many. I need to use them up.
Pull that card out. Take a little read on the front.
I got to read it out loud. Is it appropriate to read out loud?
The inside's not, but you can censor yourself. It's fine.
Wait, do you read the inside or don't?
Yeah, just don't say, you know, you're gonna know not what to say.
Your 3-year warranty has expired. Sorry, no returns. We did it. I can't say that word. Together. XOXO. Hey, you actually want to kiss me?
Oh, no.
Why'd you say XOXO?
It's just XOXO. You know, it's like cutesy or whatever.
No, I take those things literal. I'll cash that in later.
All right. A really sentimental card on my part.
Can I open it?
Yes. If you know this show, Destiny is the emotions of the show, and that's why this show works, okay? Because she's touchy-feely, crybaby in the best way.
Crybaby in the best way.
And I keep her afloat sometimes. Gross. So I got you your very own leather journal.
Ooh.
That's for your feelings. That you can put your feelings in.
She's like, stop coming to me, please.
You've been trauma dumping a lot. No, I'm just kidding. Again, actually, that's why if you love this show, it's probably for, that's probably part of it, is that Destiny is the feelings of the show.
I love this so much.
So I found a pink, again, faux leather.
Where the heck did you find this?
The internet.
I love this.
A journal. And then I painted on the front. It says, those girls off air for the feelings. So you can use it to write your complaints about me if I come in smelly, or if you have, you know, wait, other mental blocks or your childhood trauma.
I got a lot of that.
All the things.
You're going to need to get me another one for the childhood trauma.
I have the link saved. I anticipated that.
No. Maybe a third one too. Because this is just one. This is just one day of childhood trauma for this one.
Oh, I know.
And then I'll need another one for the second day of childhood trauma.
And that one will have a different name on the front. TBD.
Hey, if we haven't told you, thank you for hanging out with us the last 3 years. Thank you. We appreciate it. It's been a wonderful ride. That sounded like we're leaving. So, whoa.
You have the utmost patience dealing with us on this radio station.
We're celebrating 3 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon. It is our birthiversary, our anniversary, our birth. It's our birthday. I don't know. It's one of the two.
We're 3 years old.
And so we're giving each other gifts because we try to follow the wedding anniversary gift tradition. Last year it was cotton. This year it's leather. And I'm excited to give you yours, especially after what you gave me just a couple minutes ago, which was a leather journal.
Yeah, an emotional support. Faux leather, your girl's on a budget journal.
Because I do trauma dump on you.
Right. Frequently.
Literally every day.
Yeah.
I do love to trauma dump, if you don't know that.
Oh, they know that. That's why this show's great. It is.
Period. I don't know why we don't have that as like our slogan. The reason the show is great, she trauma dumps a lot.
I'll write that down.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I got you a gift, and here you go. Oh. Mine is also faux leather because your girl is also on a budget.
Well, it's a cat bag that says happy birthday or whatever, which I do appreciate.
Which one is it? Is it a birthday? Is it an anniversary?
You know,
I don't
what?
Really know.
I don't either.
You do have a card.
Okay. Okay.
Please read that first. Just know some of it I would prefer you didn't read on the air.
Okay.
Because it will get me in trouble.
Oh. Well, wouldn't that be fun on a third birthday?
So. Yeah, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh. Happy birthday. Okay.
Open it
seems
up.
Seems very normal now. Sending millions of hugs, kisses, and you said awkward, and many, many birthday wishes to you on this wonderful day. And then you said an expletive. Destiny, read a card before you pick it out.
I didn't know it. didn't know it said millions of hugs and kisses. And then I brought it here to like write or something really sentimental in it. And then I was like, well, this is awkward because this is millions of hugs and kisses. I should have read the card before. Right. I just went off of it was aesthetically pleasing on the front.
Yeah, you wish.
I mean, one day when you're ready to give me just one, you know,
just
I'm
a little
here.
Smooch on the cheek. Okay. Now we're getting
you
into
wish.
It. What the heck is this? What the heck is this?
Do you know what it is?
Is this a Kleenex holder?
It's a Kleenex. You covered those stupid, ugly Kleenex boxes.
Oh, my God.
And I think the artist is Van Gogh. I don't know.
I have no idea, but all I care is that there's a freaking cat on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm probably being so disrespectful to the artist. Neighbor man knows who the artist is. He knows, and he really loves the artist. We have their painting in our house. I don't know artist very well, but it's, I think Van Gogh, to be quite honest.
I don't think it is.
Oh.
I'm Googling.
Oops. Oops. It's something go.
Well, I don't know if it is. It looks like.
It's a pond of water with flowers in it.
And a cat.
And the cat's not actually in that legit artwork.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, you have me over here Googling famous Taylor. Cat painting. So I'm like, what do you mean?
No. In the legit painting, there is no cat.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
What? Is that an artist?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That is right.
I think it's Van Gogh, but he did not add. That's a dude, right? Yes, correct. He did not add a cat. So whoever,
okay,
whoever this is, totally disrespected Van Gogh by adding a black cat.
Yeah, a black cat with his little head peeking out and its tail peeking out of the water.
But it's a tissue box cover because tissue boxes are in fact ugly.
Dude, they are ugly. And you know what? I've always considered getting one because they're banished to the bathrooms. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? They're not cute. This is amazing.
I know.
The problem is going to be where I put it, because my boyfriend Curly is going to fight to the death for this to go on his gaming desk, where he is
it's a work of art.
Snotty little 12-year-old boy playing his video games. What do I do with it? Oh my God, I love it.
It has to go in the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom, anywhere but his snotty little gaming room.
I know. He's not allowed to touch it.
Tell him it's a work of art. It's Van Gogh, we think.
An authentic one.
I don't want to toot your horn for you. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Gets tooting. What's going on?
But you better start tooting it for me. But Neighbor Man did have some of your Pop-Tarts this morning. And might I say, the man likes your tarts.
Thank you. I did spend more time than I'd like to admit this weekend, but it was just something that came into my head. I'm like, I really want to be very Taylor Swift, very wifey mode, and make my own Pop-Tarts. You didn't place an order. You demanded that you try them because one flavor was birthday cake, which is our favorite, and I gave you two because I did want Neighbor Man's professional opinion as well.
And he loved them. He said they were yummy. He said they were very, very good. Now he has some suggestions of names in case you continue down the Pop-Tart journey.
If this is my life path?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe because, I don't know if you're going to do this for friends and family, or maybe one day you open a bakery. I don't know.
For a check. Y'all pay me. Don't be ordering thinking I'm nice like that.
And you have a menu. Okay.
Okay.
Which I think would be really cool if you did do something like this and things were named after you, because that's the way his naming went.
Okay.
And what I think is funny, and what you do need to know, is that anytime we go to we go past Anamosa, he always says, it's Tay Town.
Yeah.
It's Taylor Town.
I am honored.
So that's kind of the inspiration for this.
Okay.
He called the first one Tay Tarts.
Classic. I love it. I need a sticker that says that.
Tay Tarts.
It's great.
Next one, Taylor Tarts.
Okay, well, the creativity is slipping already. That's it? Those are the only two?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
The second one makes me think of Taylor Farts. Taylor Tarts sounds like Taylor Farts.
I don't love
that.
I like Tay Tarts because it's kind of like Taylor, but like a little name, a twist on it.
Tay Tarts.
I'm into it.
But I think...
Does he want to invest with thousands and thousands of dollars? So I can make this my business. I'm not reverse pitching.
You know, he always talks about, investing.
Please, I'll come do it in your kitchen if you don't mind the mess. Oh. It's not up to health code. You do have 6 pets, but nobody needs to know that.
Okay, you right there saying no one needs to know that. I hear the health department calling already, and we haven't even opened.
It's fine. It's just a little cat hair.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We are in the Hillary Duff renaissance right now, where she is back out on tour. She's doing every single podcast promoting, this second era of her life and doing music. And it's really nostalgic to people like me and you who grew up watching Hillary Duff in Lizzie McGuire. Now, one clip in particular has stuck with me, and that is she's talking about Diet Coke from McDonald's, okay? I'm going to personally add on to this Sprite from McDonald's, because I feel like they have the same rumor about them, that they're better from McDonald's.
I 100% agree with this.
Crispier.
They are.
Something about the Sprite from McDonald's goes straight into my frontal cortex of my brain, all right? It's like electric shock therapy.
The Coke at McDonald's is superior.
Well, she was on a podcast. I don't know how they got on this. They were eating McDonald's. They got on the topic of Diet Coke being the best from McDonald's. And her theory that she says she's heard for years and years is that Diet Coke allegedly has a lifelong contract with McDonald's. And they get their
soda pre-mixed in liquid form, delivered by a truck personally, specially for McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But everybody else, every other fast food restaurant or gas station or whatever, gets their cartridges, which would go in the soda machine, and it's just not as perfect of a mixture.
I have heard something a little bit more dumbed down, kind of like that. I just heard that McDonald's has got a different recipe.
Yeah.
For Coke than everybody else.
I've seen that. I've seen people say that it comes delivered in steel rather than whatever they package it for everybody else. I don't know. And I don't have the answer. But the host of the podcast that she's talking to has a different theory that he's heard. And he says it's as simple as McDonald's straws are 0.02 inches wider than other straws. So in his mind, he says because there's a bigger opening that you're drinking out of, it allows more carbonation, and that just zaps the tongue, right? So that Diet Coke, that Sprite, that what that fountain soda tastes on a different level than other places.
I'm gonna, now that he said that, this is so stupid, but I cleaned my straws last night. I was really unplugging with those girls in the afternoon. Wow. I really was trying to get away from my phone. I noticed that I have different mouth sizes, different hole sizes. I kind of want to take all of those straws, open a Coke, and see if it really is the straw size. If that guy is on to something.
And then also go through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Well, yeah.
Don't use their plastic straw and pop your own in and see if it affects the taste.
Can I blindfold you when we do it? Please.
Yeah, I'm totally down to do this.
It's for science.
She just wants a Coke from McDonald's.
I just want a Coke, but if our boss is listening, this is totally for science.
Totally for science.
And the betterment of society.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I hate to admit it, but I think you and I have made a massive mistake on our April Fool's Day prank, which we're supposed to execute tomorrow. What is wrong with us?
I don't know, because we've been working on it all month. It's a little, we can't have it fail now.
Well, it is kind of crashing, to be quite honest with you, because we've been so focused on making sure that we are going to get on all the radio stations in this company. So we talked to Spencer from 1600 ESPN. Well, we didn't want him to find out, but he put two and two together.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on that station, which is all sports. We filled out a March Madness bracket. I feel like we kind of know a little bit more about sports. We're going to be on X107.5, which is our sister station. It's alternative music. We talked to Chris Jackson about it. We're going to try to get canceled. We're going to try to get a complaint.
Complaint.
Well, maybe not canceled. But
no, please not that.
Yeah, let's not do that. But let's try to get a complaint. Because anytime Chris is over here, he always gets a complaint on us.
Yeah, he'd be saying some things.
That gets him canceled.
So we're like, okay, Uno reverse. And you know what? He kind of is welcoming the challenge. I think he's hoping for a complaint on our behalf.
Uh-huh. And then we're like, okay, let's try to get on other radio stations in across America, and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We've been Google searching. We'll see what we can do about that. But we're forgetting about our other brother. Hello, Smart FM. Mm. We've been
kind of forgetting about him.
Neglecting. It's like you forget your one sibling at Walmart. We forgot about Smart FM at Walmart.
Okay, so here's the thing about Smart FM is it is all 80s. So personally speaking, that's a little intimidating to me.
I think that's why you and I have kind of neglected it.
I know, because it's like, we weren't alive, and that's not a flex, but we were.
But she's flexing.
But we were.
You were. Stop it.
But I really don't know anything.
That's why we haven't got gray hair.
Come on. Hello. I think we've been not purposely, but maybe accidentally neglecting it, because it's a little scary. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I feel like people take the 80s really seriously. That's like some classic music that
you don't want
to offend.
This is no offense. This is all like more, to be honest, this is respect. People who were born in the 80s, people who love the 80s, you guys love your 80s. And so that's why we're honestly scared to go over there, because we don't want to offend. We don't want to do any disgrace over there.
Right.
Because you guys love your 80s.
We will. Spoiler alert, probably. Uh-huh. Do a disgrace.
That's like us and our passion for High School Musical. I mean, that's about the best comparison I can give you.
Yeah, exactly. So the cool thing about this radio station that we work in is that I can hack into other radio stations and see what they're up to from my very computer.
Okay. What do they got going on?
I'm looking
on?
At Smart FM. Just seeing what they got going on tonight to give us a feel of what to expect tomorrow. First thing I see, Journey. You went to a Journey concert.
I nailed it. I didn't know that was 80s. I feel
apparently
so
it is.
Okay.
Okay, so that's
maybe
really
it was
good.
90s or something.
And then as I'm scrolling, I didn't realize that growing up a dancer, I danced to a lot of 80s music.
Like what?
Prince, When Doves Cry. I had a bird costume. Does anybody want to hear about that? I'll tell you.
what?
I danced to, I just saw it, Love Shack. I also had a dance to that in like sequiny little undies bottoms.
Is AC/DC 80s?
Well, don't, you can't ask me questions that I don't know the answer to. I just am scrolling here.
Van Halen. Is that 80s?
Queen.
I've been to a Queen concert.
Michael Jackson.
I was to a Queen concert. I know 80s.
Okay. Can you name one song?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
There
Boom.
We go. We will see you tomorrow, on, 80s fans.
On Smart FM.
Yikes.
Sometimes I hate family gatherings because, well, I'm a failure at a lot of things to be quite, well, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't cook, so don't ask me to bring baked potatoes or crap like that, okay? I'm not good. Now, or sorry, I should say cooking. But if you ask me to bake, I can bake a pumpkin. No, I can't. I can bake a cake sometimes. But when you ask me to bring fruit, that's when I don't mess around.
Really?
I am so good at fruit. Because I used to work in produce many years ago.
You love to flex that.
I do. Fact. Mm-hmm. I do.
But I didn't know it made you so excited to serve it to other people.
Yes, because I love to cut fruit. When I worked in produce, I worked in the back. And so I would cut the you know, when you go to like the produce section at like the grocery stores, they have the cut fruit already ready for you. I was doing that. I was cutting the watermelon all day, the pineapple, the cantaloupes, the muskmelon, the honeydew, things like that, okay? That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I actually made for my sister for her first baby shower. I made out of a watermelon. It looked like a stroller.
I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
You mean to tell me you carved it? Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking like State Fair butter sculpture, but you did that on a watermelon.
Yeah.
This is, why have you been hiding this skill? I need proof because I can't tell if you're being serious.
I have a photo. I'll prove it.
Okay, so
so we're having
Why are you bringing more watermelon sculptures to things?
I would love to. And so we're having Easter with neighbor man's family on Saturday. And they asked us to bring a fruit salad. I'm like, let me in, coach.
Wow.
So what I want to do is I want to do little skewers.
Okay.
And I want to take cookie cutters of like a bunny, and I'm going to put cut out bunnies of water. Like, I'll use watermelon, and I'll cut the bunny out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put them on the skewer. Does that make sense?
It does. Now I'm confused. Did you cheat by using cookie cutters, or are you freehand sculpting an entire... I'm imagining a whole watermelon that you...
I did do that with the baby's stroller. Yes.
With what the whole watermelon. What are you talking about? This is the hidden talent I never expected.
Hire me, dude. I'll literally do that for your baby. I need you to have a baby first, but I will do that.
Well, that's not a fair trade at all.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I think it's so funny, now that we're adults, we look back at what our parents did, and as much as we don't want to admit it, we're like, you know what? That's why our parents yelled at us for leaving the lights on. Electricity costs a lot.
Yeah, you understand things a little more.
Uh-huh. But then there's still some rules that we were like, that was so dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, why did our parents come up with that rule? What were some of those? Because it could be the answer to tonight's trivia question. 17% of kids under the age of 16 wish this wasn't a rule in their house. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
17% of kids under 16 wish this wasn't a rule in their house. What is it?
Maybe it was a rule that you frequently broke.
Okay, why are you calling me out like that?
I'm just saying.
I just could feel the tone of your voice was calling me out.
If anybody in the room was a rule breaker, it was probably you.
Didn't you never get grounded?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was me.
It was a good t-shirt.
Did you say goody t-shirt?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was frequently grounded.
Yeah. I didn't have any real fun till college, you know. That's when I got in real trouble.
The police knew her by her right. first name.
Well, not that bad, but, you know, it's none of your business.
Well, you don't get in-school suspension, so what do you get in college?
Oh, you know.
Like detention.
A little of this, a little of that.
We don't talk
none of
about
your business. I graduated just fine. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
She's got student debt to prove it, okay? She graduated.
And that sheet of paper that says I did it. Yes.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
What were some of those rules growing up that you just felt were, I don't know, dumb that your parents had? Could be the answer to tonight's trivia question. 17% of kids under 16 wish this wasn't a rule in their house. What is it?
You can still text in your guess. I almost just joked.
I looked at you and I was like, what is happening there? She saved it.
My life flashed before my eyes. You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, Tammy said, no sleepovers on school nights.
I thought that was so dumb.
Dude.
I thought, ugh.
It was dumb because we're going to the same place the next day.
Can I argue for like a solid 30 seconds? Because first off, you can tell me to go to bed still at a reasonable time. I just have my bestie right next to me.
Right.
Okay. Number two, let's save on gas.
Yeah, fair.
You know?
And I have somebody to do homework with. Instead of bothering mom and dad, I have a little homework partner.
Mm-hmm.
I still stand by that. It's a good idea.
Exactly the same. Mitch said, wish they didn't have to share a location with parents.
Didn't grow up with that,
no,
obviously.
That's not our era. We didn't even have GPS for a while. Maybe we did. I don't remember.
Friends in college who shared their location with parents. And my mom was like, love you, girl. I don't want to know what you're up to.
Really?
Yeah.
She did.
And thank God.
Does Mama Kris Jenner still not have your location?
No, I don't think she has any of our locations. I think if I was
She's
like,
a cool mom.
For some reason, if I was to like go on a trip by myself, I would maybe share it with her just to, but she don't want it. She's like, girl, you're an adult. Get it together.
But what happens if something happens to you?
Well, my boyfriend Curly has my location.
Okay.
And
all right.
He's supposed to be my emergency contact. So step it up, buddy. You call my mom if I go missing.
All right. All right.
Oh, back to me. He was. I got something in my eye now. I'm falling apart.
I know. And I did too. What's happening? I think we need to like clean the air in here because I also have something in my eye.
7548 said no phones at the dinner table.
I'm trying to think. No, we also had really old phones, you know? We had the Razor.
You know? Yeah, or like the BlackBerry.
Oh, God.
Dude, we just had really casual dinners at my house. It was like I ate in front of a TV. You know
too.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, you got the
we
TV tray.
We were not that
tray.
Formal.
Yeah. You got the TV tray out. It was like, you know, mom and dad or somebody got done cooking in the kitchen, and then they yelled at like one of your siblings to grab the TV trays out, and then the other one was getting Roseanne on the TV.
Exactly.
God, it was a great dandy time, you know? So of course we had our phones out, and now they want to spend quality time.
No, that's why I have so much social anxiety having to look at somebody at lunch because I'm like, what are we supposed to talk about? I didn't grow up like this.
Where's Roseanne? Where's Full House?
My comfort show, please.
17% of kids under 16 wish this wasn't a rule in their house. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in like 6 minutes.
No, you're on to something. Our anxiety starts like, you know, really like getting the best of us because we're like, where's the TV tray? You know, where's...
What am I supposed to be doing right now?
The TV's supposed to be on and I'm supposed to have Full House on right now.
And like, my kids' cuisine?
Oh, my my God.
Dude.
And the kid cuisine with the crappy brownie.
Oh, and the chicken nuggets.
Oh. And the mac and cheese is like somewhat hot, but in the center it's like frozen.
Yeah, those were the days.
My childhood was so good.
Yeah.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 17% of kids under 16 wish this wasn't a rule in their house. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I just know all the parents are listening because they're like, I want to be a cool parent. You know, I want to know what rule they can't stand. That they can only eat in the kitchen / dining room. Mm. 17% of kids cannot stand that. That is the rule in the house.
I feel that. I feel that as an adult.
Might we talk about our childhood again, you know?
It was very much, as long as you were careful, you could eat in the living room. Mm-hmm. Now the minute you get spaghetti sauce on mom's couch, it was over.
End game. Now you're back at the dining room table, and guess what? You're probably eating by yourself.
Right.
Because your brother can handle it.
And you can't. Or same thing, it was like, okay, if you want to take a snack into your bedroom, fine. But also, do you really want to be rolling around on Dorito crumbs? That's on you, girl.
Yes, I do.
I knew you would.
And I still do it to this day.
I know you do.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.